Today's shiur is on Shabbos. It's the fifth perek in Revolvi's section on the Chagim. So we're going to talk about Shabbos. Now, by this stage, everyone knows what they think. Kimat everything there is to know about Shabbos, right? You know how to keep Shabbos. You're keeping Shabbos night. Right? So, what's the rabbi talking about? You know, end of his mind, talks about Shabbos. We're talking this in the beginning. So, why am I talking now about Shabbos? End of Zman. Shabbos is the end of the week. The end, the siyum of something. You know, you make a masechet, finish the masechet, you do a siyum. The end of the Zman is the siyum of the Zman. We're coming into the last month of the Zman, right? It's not the seventh month of the Zman, but it's the end of the Zman, the siyum of the Zman. It's Me'en Shabbos of the Zman. So I figure I speak on Shabbos. Let's understand. If we understand Shabbos, we understand siyumim, what the ends of things are, what it's there for, what's an end there for. Everything has a Shabbos, right? You know, end of the 6,000 years, the final 7,000 years, also a Shabbos, right? It's a siyum, it's the end, it's a climax. The end is usually the climax and the purpose of everything. Okay, so let's see, that's what Shabbos is. So I'm going to read Revolvi and then I'll skip as usual and we'll speak according to the questions as well. Shonehi Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh is different. Mikol HaMitzvah Shehi. From all the other mitzvahs. Ein a mitzvah greater. It's not just another mitzvah. Shenatan Lanu Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ela Matana. That's the Lashon of Gemara. Shabbos is a present. The other mitzvahs aren't a present. The Gemara only says this by Shabbos. Matana Tova. Yesh Yu Beit Gnezai. I have a special present in my storehouse, the king's storehouse, right? And Shabbos Hushamor, its name is Shabbos. Shema, ani mevakesh litna liYisrael. I want to give it to Klal Yisrael. Lech v'hodiyam. Go, Moshe Rabbeinu, and tell them. Right? It's the Gemara. So it says, v'anu shomim leshonam hakodesh ki matana zu hi. What do you mean? The treasury of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What does the king keep in his treasury? Those things which are the most precious for him. Those things which are the most pnimi, most inner. Shabbos is one of the inner presents. So he goes on, Revolvi. What's the inner? What's inner? There's something inner about Shabbos. What's inner about Shabbos? Different from mitzvahs. Mitzvahs, according to this pshat, is something more chitzoni, is something more outward. Shabbos is something more inward. That means the time for mitzvahs, right? And we see this also from Shabbos. Shabbos at the end of 6,000 years is the world goes through a tali, goes through a form, right? Goes through a way, a whole ta'alich, a whole way. And it gets to its end, which is the 7,000th year, Yimot HaMashiach, which is a Shabbos in Tchias HaMesim. That's the purpose of the world. That's the pnimius of the world. The mitzvahs are really, in a sense, the mitzvahs, not the Shabbos mitzvahs, the mitzvahs during the week, right? Those are mitzvahs of Chol. They're outer forms of extension of a person, or extending towards a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We say, Asher Kiddishanu B'mitzvotav, says Revolvi, right? Asher Kiddishanu B'mitzvotav, V'tzivani, you commanded us. You were, Asher Kiddishanu, you made us holy with your mitzvahs, and you commanded us to keep them. What do you say on Shabbos? Shabbos, we don't say that you mekadesh us with Shabbos. We are mekadesh Shabbos. Shabbos has kedusha in of itself, kedusha mimela. Yeah, coming to Purim, one of the halachas, if Purim falls on Shabbos, you don't have Purim on Shabbos. And the Yerushalmi, the Rif brings the Yerushalmi. What's the reason? Because the simcha of Shabbos is mimela. It's a metzias. The metzias of the kedusha, the simcha of Shabbos is mimela. It's not a simcha that we make. Like Purim is a simcha you make. The simcha, the kedusha of Shabbos is mimele, it's in of itself. Mimele means in of itself. It's not that we become holy with the mitzvahs. Shabbos is a day of kedusha, a day of holiness. Asher kideshtanu b'mitzvotav ratzabanu. You mekadesh Shabbos with its mitzvahs, and you wanted us. V'shabbat kodesh be'ava v'ratzon inchilanu. And Shabbos, the holy Shabbos, with love and with goodwill, you inherited to us. Shabbos is a metzias of kedusha, a metzias of holiness. You know what metzias means? An existence of holiness. You with me? Yeah? Everyone's with me? So it comes out a very interesting thing. The whole week you're learning. The whole week you're davening. The whole week you're doing mitzvahs. You're bringing into yourself kedusha. Yeah? You're ma'ale yourself. You're bringing yourself to higher levels of kedusha. What Shabbos? You're putting your whole self into a day of kedusha. It's like a difference having a shower and a jacuzzi. Right? Shower, you're putting a little sprinkle on you, right? It's nice, right? A little sprinkle on you. Sprinkle of water here, sprinkle of water here. We put it on your head, you can't put it on your legs, right? You know, it trickles down there, but you're not feeling the same heat and good, you know, thrust of that shower on you, right? In your jacuzzi, you know? I don't remember the jacuzzi, but I can imagine. I have all these, like, showers and all these different places, right? So you're feeling, every part of your body is feeling that shower. You're filled with that kedusha. Shabbos is a jacuzzi. Now listen, you guys, come on, let's be honest. What would you want? What would you want? A shower in, you know, maybe Mochon Yaakov, you know, next year, you know, they improve the building a little bit. Everyone have a jacuzzi in his room, right? But I'm sure you guys would prefer, what, a shower or a jacuzzi? What would you prefer? Jacuzzi, right? Not a shower.
They have both now. They have showers that have all kinds of different heads in all directions.
Okay, all right. That's okay. But the mitzvahs, what are the mitzvahs? The mitzvahs are there as a connection to our Creator. A tzavta. Mitzvah is loshon tzavta. To connect with our Creator. Shabbos is not a connection. Shabbos is not a connection with our Creator. Shabbos is a metzias of being connected. It's a metzias, it's an existence of being connected. It's a kirva that you never had. Rabbi, well, you know, I don't feel so different on Shabbos. Okay. Don't feel different, you don't have it. It's a maton. Metzias means it's an existence. It's a reality, sorry, reality is a better word. A reality of kedusha. The mitzvahs, a person does a mitzvah, he feels closer to his Creator. He feels, he's moshech to him, he draws to himself a little bit of kedusha. Shabbos is a mitzvah of kedusha. That's what Rav Olmi says. That's the matana of Shabbos. So what's kedusha? On Shabbos, what do we do on Shabbos? We eat good food. There's a mitzvah of onig Shabbos. Right? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, first Shabbos Bereishis, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do on Shabbos? Vayechulu, he stopped. He stopped his creation. So there's a Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch explains as follows. Just as the Kodesh Baruch Hu stopped his creation on Shabbos, so we, he stopped his creation for creating us our home, so we stopped creating for Kodesh Baruch Hu our home, Kivyachol on Shabbos. What's Kodesh Baruch Hu's home? The Mishkan. So all our malachs we learn from the Mishkan. We stop doing the Mishkan on Shabbos. We don't allow to do the Mishkan. Just as he stopped, so we stopped. What's his fault? He stopped, we stopped. You know. You stopped from creating us a home, so we're not going to build your home either. Yeah, we'll show you. That's the fault. What's the fault? What's the same thing? What it means? You stopped from creating us a home, so we stopped creating you your home. What's the fault? What does a home represent? This world is, so to speak, our home. His Mishkan is, so to speak, his home. When he stopped creating his home, what did he do on Shabbos? He rested. Vayechulu, it was finished. What do you mean Vayechulu? Vayechulu Hashemayim va'aretz v'chol tzeva'am, right? What do you mean he finished? What do you mean he finished? Why do you have to say you finished something? And make a day because you finished. Does that make sense? You did 6 days work, right? Now, you're making a day, a seventh day, for not working. Vayechulu. That makes sense? No, it doesn't. You ever had a worker, right? You ever brought a worker to your house? He built you an extension, right? When he finished the extension, he says, listen, I've worked for you for 6 days now. Seventh day, I'm resting. Okay, so seventh day, he goes into the room that he made. He made a jacuzzi, obviously, right? Has a nice jacuzzi, has a nice lie in there in the room. I'm resting now for a day. My day of rest. That's what the worker does. Sixth day, he leaves. You give him the money, he leaves. What do you need another day for? What's vayachulu? What's vayachulu? Doesn't make sense. 6 days you work. No, seventh day. That's it. Finish creating the world. That's what you want to tend to. Finished. What's the seventh day? The finishing of the creation of the world is for Shabbos. The 6 days is for Shabbos. The purpose of the creation of those 6 days is that Shabbos. That's the Vayechulu. The purpose of those 6 days of work is so that we can reach a Shabbos. The purpose of those 6 days of Yimei HaChol, of mitzvahs on those 6 days, is that we can reach the Kedushas of Shabbos. Shabbos needs Hachana. Shabbos needs preparation. Why did the Kodesh Baruch Hu create the world? What was the purpose? Vayechulu. That we could come to rest. What do you mean come to rest? The world is a creation outside of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. A Kodesh Baruch Hu allowed a Metzias, a reality outside of him. Shabbos, we stop creating his world, the world for us. We stop creating the world for him. What does that mean? Because we're in the same world. On Shabbos, there's a unity of creation. There's no Mishkan for Kodesh Baruch Hu, and there's no world outside the Mishkan for us. It's all one creation. Shabbos is the unity of the whole world. That's the purpose of Shabbos. The Kodesh Baruch Hu created a world outside of himself, chitzoni. This is going back to what you said, chitzoni from himself, outside of himself. So those 6 days of creation are 6 days of work and of relating to Kodesh Baruch Hu outside of himself. Shabbos is a day of relating to Kodesh Baruch Hu in the pnimius. It's Beit Gnazav. It's the pnimius. It's the Kodesh HaKadoshim of the 6 days. You understanding what I'm saying? It's the Holy of Holies. It's Lifnai V'Lifnim. Shabbos is no mechitzas. Shabbos is no pirut. There's no separation. Why we don't do melacha? There's no need to do melacha. Vayechulu. It's all done. We're all ready. That's why, if you notice, Rav Volbi also goes through this. He goes through the tefillas. Says, Tefillas Lel Shabbos. Where does it go? It speaks about Briyasa Olam. Vayechulu Hashemayim Ba'aretz Uchol Tzeva'am. Shachris Baboke. Hakol Yermucha Sela Yotzer Hakol. Right? Nishmat kol chai, tzvarechet shemecha. Hashem elokeinu ruach kol basat tzvarech romem zichrecha malkeinu tamid. Hakol, ha'ele, right? Lama beloshen atid? Why is it beloshen atid? What's the purpose of this Shabbos? Shabbos is a remez to the Elef Asiri, the time when we will come to Yichud Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does this happen in Shabbos? Look at that tefillah. In Mincha, what do you say in Mincha? Atechad, you are one, Kodesh Baruch. Shimcha echad, your name is one. Umi ka'amch Yisrael, goy echad ba'aretz. The unity of Kodesh Baruch and the unity of the Jewish people. Derech Agav, that's what we have in the tefillin of Kodesh Baruch. Our tefillin represents the unity, the higher level of unity. Shabbos is a day of unity, of oneness with our Creator. It's a day of Oneg. What does it mean, the day of Oneg? A day of pleasure, of physical pleasure. We just now had a whole week. You had your schnitzel, you had your stuff, you ate, someone cooked for you, you have to put the plates away, you have to clear up, you have to do this, right? Shabbos, you're eating from what was prepared before Shabbos. It's the same thing with Ruchnius. The Oneg that a person feels on Shabbos is How did he prepare during the week? How much ruchnius he had in his week? How much hachana he had in his week? That his preparation he had in his week, spiritual preparation, that will be his onig, his spiritual onig on Shabbos. Me'ein olam haba. Our olam haba, our world to come. What's our onig? Sadikim yoshevim. Vatarotem aroshem. V'ne'enim miziv hashchina. Loshon Rambam. They're benefiting. Lit'aneg al Hashem. That's the purpose of creation. Mesilas Yesharim, right? Lit'aneg. That onig of the world to come is me'ein the onig on Shabbos. The spiritual only. On the Neshama Yetera. What does it mean, Neshama Yetera? Extra Neshamas? Right? What does it mean, extra Neshamas? What do you mean, extra Neshamas? You know? 25% more. You buy this pack of cereal or whatever, 25% more. 50% more, right? That's what it is? Shabbos, 25% more Neshama. That's what it is? That's what Shabbos is? Just a bigger pack of cereal? During the week, you have regular cereal. Shabbos, you get 25% more. That's what it is. That's it. What's the Neshama Yetera? What's the Neshama Yetera? What's the force? Rashi in Tani says, you have a Neshama Yetera on Shabbos, you eat more. That's why you can't have a fast on Shabbos. You eat more. It's too hard to fast. You have Rochav Lev. You have the widening of a heart. What does this mean? Rochav Lev. The widening of a heart. What does a widening of a heart mean? The onig that you feel, the onig that we should feel. Our tefillahs. How many tefillahs we daven on Shabbos? Quite a lot, right? They're long, right? Long davening in the morning, right? Mincha's pretty, you know, you have tefillah, you have a Kriyas HaTorah, right? Light is also pretty long, right? It's not a regular davening. It's more davening. What happens? What's all this about? What's this Neshama Yetera? What's happening here? Neshama Yetera, all it means is our Neshama enters us more. We are more connected to our inner selves. And on Shabbos itself, you know, if you have a Sfardi Siddur, right? If you have a Ben Ish Chai Siddur or one of the, you know, the old, the Sfat, the... No. Yeah, well, so if you look, different parts in the Tefillah, it says, now have Kavanah to receive the Ruach of the day, the Neshama of the day, the Chaya of the day, the Yechida of the day, right? You see the Sfat, you see the Well, just, you know. Every different parts of the Tefillah. What are you doing? Every part of your Tefillah, you're adding to yourself your Neshama. What do you mean? Your ruach. You have a ruach anyway. You have a chaya. What does it mean you're adding these things? There's certain levels of your neshama you have no way of connecting to. During the week, where you're connecting to, those levels of neshama, different levels. Let's say, for example, I don't know how to explain it. Say you have, like, you have level 1, level 2, level 3, level 4. During the week, we're going to different stages in level 1. On Shabbos, we reach level 2, level 3, level 4, level 5. Right? The levels we can't reach during the week. There's levels of closeness, which is a matana, which is a presence. If in level 1, say, we got 20%, or 30%, or 40%, or 50%, wherever we are in level 1, in level 2, level 3, level 4, we'll also get 30%, etc., as a matana. If in level 1 we work 10%, so you're only going to get little increments in level 2 and level 3 on Shabbos. That's the matana. So we won't feel it so much. There were certain, Revolvi brings, and also I've heard this, there were certain big gedolim who on Shabbos, during the week they would be like this. On Shabbos they would be like that. Their heads were higher. Oh, the rabbi's just making this one up. Could be, I only heard it. I didn't see it. Right? Could be. But they don't say that about me. Here he brings from, Revolvi himself brings about some mashkiach, let me see if I can find it. He brings about one of these mashkiachim they used to see in Shabbos. He looked very chiver. I say chiver? Yeah. He looked very weak during the week. Yeah. Rav Shlomo Zalman Mikelm. Shibimota chol hayanira kmo meis mamish. He looked a weak man. Panav hayachivrim legami. He was very pale. Ubeshabbos kodesh hayalochaim had life. Adumot, his face was red. It filled life. What does that mean? Better food on Shabbos, right? He didn't eat much during the week, you know. Had a nice bowl of chicken soup, right? Nice gefilte fish. He felt good, right? That's what happened to him? It's a good chana that did the trick. He felt connected. He was connected to his inner self. That's what Shabbos is all about. Okay, Rabbi, it's a nice vault. Yeah, I hear. But you know, like, I like a good shluf. I like a good meal. I like the dessert. You know, it's always good dessert by that family, right? And you know, I come back, we smooth around a bit. And you know, it's a good one. I need to relax. I can't learn the whole week without one day for relaxing. Yeah? It's a Sunday. Sunday, which happens to be a Saturday, right? That's Shabbos. Right? Okay. So what's the rabbi talking about? It's not how I relate to it. That's not how I think about it. I think it's a day off. I don't do so much learning then. I take it easy. I schmooze around more. Right? Okay. So, what's happening here? I'm talking about a spiritual day. I'm talking about davening, a day of davening, a day of learning, a day of pnimius. And you guys are telling me it's a day off. It's a Sunday without malacha. It's a Sunday where I can't play golf. It's a Sunday I can't play tennis. It's a Sunday I can't do shopping. It's actually good. I don't want to go shopping. I don't want to play that. I want to just relax. Just love a bit. Have a nice meal. Schmooze around a bit. That's what I want. So what am I talking about? So let me explain to you something. It depends what you do during the week. If a person's in yeshiva learning during the week, so his only Shabbos can be learning other things, doing other things, can be taking a break. When you're working during the week, your Shabbos should be a time of spiritual replenishment. There's also a necessity to relax, to take it easy, but not hololut, to make ksharim with friends, to learn a little bit, to learn different sfarim. You're davening, we're anyway davening. When you're davening, the davening is a serious time. The davening is a time for feeling close, for trying to relate to that closeness, for trying to reach those higher levels. I mean, that's what's written. When you're having the meals, there should be a Dvar Torah, there should be some sort of connecting. Let me explain something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world outside of himself. Shabbos is the tachlis of the Bria. What Bobby says is, the purpose of Shabbos is to bring the world back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring back the physicality of the world back to its tachlis, its ruchnius. How do you bring the physical world back to its ruchnius? By being spiritual? By eating good, but it's a mitzvah to eat. By being ma'aneg et Shabbos. By elevating the physical. By taking the meal that we're doing, and it's a mitzvah, I'm eating an oneg Shabbos. With a Dvar Torah. With a nice family. You should know, most families, this is a rule, most families, that their children stay on the derech, and that the families turn out well, healthy, if they have a good Shabbos table. If there's a good Shabbos table, a good environment on the Shabbos table, a learning environment on the Shabbos table, a friendly environment, like, you know, like you guys, you go to see these hard-off families, and it wouldn't surprise me, most of you guys, right? Most of the guys who become frum, Shabbos has something to do with it. You went to that family on Shabbos, it was so nice, how the kids behaved, how the parents were, how nice it was. And you say, wow, I want that. That's so great. They weren't watching TV together or anything like that. Most of us became frum, partially, not completely, partially, because of Shabbos. Most people who aren't frug don't like Shabbos. Right? Why? Can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this, you can't do that, right? But when you see Shabbos, it's a completely different thing. When you experience Shabbos, it's a completely different thing. It's a pnimius. It's taking all that which is chitzoni, all that which is mundane, and elevating it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you're eating that cholent, it's like eating matzah. According to many Rishonim, right? It's a mitzvah deraisa to eat something which we enjoy to eat on Shabbos. It means every spoon of cholent that you enjoy is a mitzvah deraisa. That mousse, that parev mousse that you have at the end of the meal is a mitzvah deraisa muhuderet. Right? Go tell your friends in college, right? The mitzvahs that you like is eating chocolate mousse. Go tell them. Say, what? Eating chocolate mousse is a mitzvah by you guys? Say, yeah. When is a mitzvah by us? On the most holy day. What are you talking about, you guys? You must be a crazy religion. What, chocolate mousse is a mitzvah? Love dafka chocolate mousse. If you like chocolate fudge or fish food or whatever it is you like, that's also a mitzvah. Well, everything I like doing is a mitzvah? Everything I like, yeah. You're interested in writing anything which is an onik for you is a mitzvah on Shabbos. According to many Rishonim, mitzvah deraisa. Mitzvah deraisa, kabbalah, mitzvah deraisa, machlokas Rishonim, right? What happened here? Think about it for a second. Think about it for a second. Everything that's an onik to you on Shabbos is a mitzvah. That anything you enjoy during the week, is it? If you eat a nice chocolate crepe or chocolate mousse or chocolate fudge, right? Whatever, I don't know what the things you guys like, but I'm sure one of those you could pick from, right? Is there a mitzvah to you during the week? No. Shabbos, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing the creation back to him, eating chocolate fudge Sunday, right, is a mitzvah. Parav, of course, right? Cause after cholent, it has to be parav. Don't worry, they'll have one way. It changes. Richie's cream instead of, you know, the milk. They'll be able to do it, don't worry. Right?
So why?
Why? The purpose of the creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created creation outside of him. If you create, HaKadosh Baruch Hu represents Kedusha, represents holiness, represents the unity of the world. What's outside the world is pirud, is separate from it, is a separation. It's not something which is intrinsically Kaddish like HaKadosh Baruch Hu because it's outside of him. Shabbos is bringing the world back to him. The world, according to the Kabbalists, the world goes through aliyahs on every Shabbos. It goes through like the lift, right? So during the week, the lift is on ground floor. Kodesh Baruch Hu lives on the top floor, right? Shabbos, the lift goes up. We get closer to him. The world comes closer, not all the way there. The lift goes closer up to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what happens. That's what the Kabbalists explain. You're on a higher platform. You're on a higher level. You're on a higher closeness. When you're on a higher closeness to Kodesh Baruch Hu, everything in this world is effectively connected to him. The whole world comes back to him. Eating, drinking, sleeping. Everything is a mitzvah to connect to him.
So why onig?
Because anything I do now, I'm in a place which is much more connected. So anything that I do connects me to him because the world is more connected to him. My physical goof is more connected. My neshama is more connected. My neshama is connected to my goof. I have a bigger appetite. I have a bigger owning. I have a rochav lev. I'm reconnecting with my whole self. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah.
So how do we do that? Because obviously other people who are Jewish, could Shabbos still comes and goes for them. Do they connect to that too? doesn't seem like they would, and consequently, what's the...
You mean, okay. In order, Shabbos, it says, et Shabbos tait tishmoru. Shabbos needs to be protected in order to connect it. It needs to be protected in order to connect to it. If it's not protected, you lose it. Mechalalei amos yumas. Someone who's mechal Shabbos is disconnected. Completely disconnected. It's chorus, it's cut off. How can that be? Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is connecting us, right? He's telling us that we're not shaykh, we're not relevant to the physical world. If we're not relevant to the physical world, the certain physical things which a person does, the concept of malacha, the concept of doing work, creative work, is what connects us with the physical world. When Shabbos is a concept, it's a concept of Kodesh Baruch Hu taking the world and reconnecting it to Him, i.e. in a certain sense the world comes to its conclusion, comes to its siyum, comes to its end. There's no need for malacha. If you go and do malacha, if you go do work, are you saying the world is incomplete? You're not in this place, you're in a different place. You're in a place which is incomplete. You're outside of Shabbos. Klape Shabbos, you're dead. You're disconnected. That's what the concept is. Mechalaleya mos yumas. You're disconnected from the Shabbos. You're disconnected from the Shabbos. You're disconnected from Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're disconnected from that Metzias. So you don't have a Shabbos. For you, it's a weekday. You understand? That's why someone who's mechal Shabbos, chas v'shalom, befarhesia, right? Din al kagoy. He has a din like a goy. His shechita is nevela. Deraisa, according to the Rishonim. Deraisa. He's a goy. He's disconnected. The whole concept. So we're talking about someone who knows what Shabbos is. Not someone who wasn't brought up, Tinoch Shinishba doesn't know what Shabbos is. We're talking about someone who knows what Shabbos is and he's disconnected from the Shabbos. He's like, he's completely disconnected. He's a goy. What do you mean a goy? He's not even a yid. He's not a yid to an extent. You understand? There's certain halachos that disconnect him. Why is that? Because the whole purpose of creation, the whole purpose of creation is for that siyum, is for that deep connection with our creation which comes from Shabbos. If that whole purpose you're disconnected from, you're disconnected from that mahalach of life, from that way of life. That mahalach of life, the whole mitzvah is to get you to Shabbos. Right? The whole mitzvah is to bring you to that day that you can reconnect based on your avodah during the 6 days. So if on that seventh day you disconnect, all what was the purpose of those 6 days, you're also disconnected from. You disconnect from that whole mahalach. The whole mahalach of Yiddishkeit, the whole mahalach, the whole way of Yiddishkeit, the whole way of being a Jew you're disconnected to. So you're not a Jew. But that's talking about someone who knows Ikar Shabbos, the Mishnah. Someone who knows what Shabbos means and disconnects from it. Most of us, also Gemara, it's a Braisa. It says Munbaz, I think it says. Munbaz says, Tinuk Shinishba, someone who's a Tinuk Shinishba, Beina Akum, right? It's a Rambam. It's brought down in Hilchos Ribbis, it's a Rambam. Rambam says that someone who's brought up like a goy, right? Someone who's brought up like a goy, if he does all the avarias in the world, right? It's considered that he brings one chattas. One korban he brings. Someone who on Shabbos does borer, or bishul, or hotzah. Three avarias, three chattas. On the same day. Malocha, whatever malocha you do, you bring a different chattas for it. Different chattas for it. Yeah? Huh? You have to work, chattas, a korban. So it's a Tinoch Shenishba, he's completely, what's it called? It's like a different, it's all the Averas are like one Avera for him. It's like he's disconnected, but his level of disconnection makes his Averas very, very small. So we're not talking about that person. Because he's so disconnected, he can't also be Mekalkel. Someone, the more you're connected, the more you can be Mekalkel, the more damage you can do.
Mekalkel.
damage?
Yeah, the more damage you can do to yourself. That's why a person who knows Ikar Shabbos and separates himself from Shabbos damages himself more than someone who doesn't know Shabbos. Understand? Now they're all from, so tough luck. Now you know. You're stuck with it. Okay, that's part of the peps of being from. There's, you know, what can you do? Now you know, that's it. It's a one way now. Anyway, do you understand now? It makes sense to you what Shabbos is? It makes sense to you also why it's so chomer? Because that's the tachlis of the Bria. The tachlis of our week is the Shabbos. The tachlis of our learning. So really, a Shabbos day, as much as we like schmoozing, as much as we like talking, you know, and we need to. There needs to be going out to families, enjoying the owning of Shabbos, but there also has to be a time for learning. Shabbos, a person should take a sefer that he doesn't maybe learn during the rest of the week, because, you know, maybe some of the guys need a break. Take another book that he enjoys learning. He wants to, you know, the whole week he's learning about Matzia. So Shabbos he'll learn Megillah. Or he'll learn, you know, pick another sefer, guys. Or he'll read an English book, you know, something that he enjoys. There's an onig for him. Sometimes something different is an onig. Or he'll pick up a chumash and he'll read a little maral or do something. Something that's an onig for him, let him pick up on Shabbos. The onig has to be also in mitzvahs. Because that's really more the tachlis. Of course you can have your chalant, but you have to have your, also your, you know, the Gemara chalant as well.
Yeah. So, what about a person who's from birth and they go off to Derech? So they know what Shabbos is, they've experienced it, but let's say the reason they went off to Derech and they feel like what they learned in Judaism is just not right for their lives.
Most people who go off to Derech, even if it's kids, right, there's usually some problem or with parents, or labdav parents with a child, could be parents between themselves, or it could be with the system. Yeah, they had someone
better teachings.
Yeah, someone. Yeah.
But so let's say
it could be also that
in their mind, like Judaism is wrong, the Torah is incorrect.
No, they don't. Even people who go off to Derech, they go so much. Maybe different people. It could be. Yeah, it could be.
So if they thought that, then
they don't. Most frum kids who go off to Derech, they don't think Judaism is wrong. They just it's hard for them. They get involved in a lot of shtuyot, and it's hard for them to all sorts of shtuyot. Yeah, they get involved. You know, internet gets everywhere nowadays. So yeah, you know, once you get into internet, you haven't been. No, you know what it is. So, you know, it's unfortunately this is a big problem. Fum world has this problem. Fum world is very big, and it lacks finances and it lacks money, and so you have big classes and children. You don't have 5 kids to a rabbi. You have 40 kids to a rabbi, 50 kids to a rabbi, 100 kids to a rabbi. So, or the very bright kids who need more attention, and they don't necessarily get it. Or the weaker kids. Usually the middle group of kids are fine. So all the very bright, or the very weak, usually they have problems with the schools. Because they just need more attention and not having enough funds. So you don't have enough manpower to give that attention. You don't have Mochen Shlomo, Mochen Yaakov for frum kids. Because there's not enough money to have. You don't have 2 rabbis for every Talmud. Is that what I think? It doesn't happen. That's the mitzvahs of the unfortunate mitzvahs of the reality. Okay, that's a separate issue. That's you should know. It's an issue which is very, very sad. It's a very, very sad thing. But B'ezrat Hashem, you know, it's something hopefully will be solved in the future. They're working on it. Anyway, what other questions we have? Well, carry on. Okay. So now. So Revolvi explains, now there's another thing we have to explain. Shabbos is a day, Revolvi explains, of Emunah. A day which we recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu as the creator of the world. All throughout Tfilas, right? The Shabbos Bereishis, right? We reconnect the Shabbos Bereishis. The Kodesh Baruch Hu was the creator of the world. We said before, like it says. So I'm going to quote you now from Rav Hirsch. Revolvi brings this. So Rav Hirsch writes, Kishorish Issa Melochas B'Shabbos, the Shorish of the Issa of Melach on Shabbos, right? Hu levatel maisa adam klapi Hashem Yitbarach. That a person nullifies his Melach in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, nullifies himself in Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kloma. Shabbos, mufgat ba'alut ha'adam. We remove a person's ownership, ala bria, from the world. He's not the one being created in the world. He's not building, he's not creating in the world. Va'kodesh Baruch Hu shabarat ha'olam, hu ha'bailim. Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, he's the owner. So from us refraining, we mentioned similar to this in the Minchas Sefer Chinuch, but us refraining from Malacha, we show the way, not the bailim, like Shemitah. We no longer plow our fields, right? Kodesh Baruch Hu, what he gives us in the third year after, right? It's Kodesh Baruch Hu, we rely on Kodesh Baruch Hu. We eat from the fields, whatever comes out from the fields, right? Hu habaylim, ayechidi alav, biyom ze, ad she'ein adam reshut l'chol malacha yitzeret. Person doesn't have any permission to do any creative malacha. Okay. So that's basically what does that mean? When we mevatel ourselves, right? We nullify ourselves in our creativity to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we recognize that He's the creator of the world. That's a recognition of bringing ourselves back to our Creator. Shabbos Emunah, right, is the ability to recognize He created us. He's our Shorash. Whatever happens to us, just as He created us, He created our day. He created what happens. He created our turmoils. He created our troubles. He created our good things. They all come from Him. A realization, that's what Shabbos is, a realization of that deep connection with our Creator. Right? That's a boost of Emunah. Shabbos is there to boost our Emunah. So we have a Shabbos, it's the siyum, it's bringing those 6 days to a pinnacle, to a highlight. And then it's also giving us a boost in Emunah that we realize that Kodesh Baruch Hu was the creator of the world. He's the creator of our world, my personal world. Right? My personal world. What do you mean, my personal world? Everyone has their own world. Your world's the same as mine? No. You have different things, I have different things. Who created your world? Who created your world? Every single part of it. The good days, the bad days, the family you have, the brothers you have, the sisters you have, the problems you have, the good things you have, right? Who created it? You want to complain? Complain then. Why did He give you that for? What did He do that for? There's a reason, isn't there? If He did it, there's a reason. The way you look, there's a reason. The way that you look, your world looks, there's a reason.
Sending a message.
Sending a message. What happens when you realize that Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world? And He created your personal world? Which is, that's the realization of Shabbos. And the realization of Shabbos is to say, that which is outside of you, Kodesh Baruch Hu created. My world, which you created outside of you, means, what does it mean? It means it's separate from Him. It's a pirud from Him. That means there's parts of it which isn't kulo tov, which isn't kadosh, or doesn't seem that way. Shabbos is bringing that world, my personal world. Not the world, oh, He created the stars, the moon, the sun. We all know, yeah? Who created the stars? Oh, Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? Very good. Who created that problem you had last week? With Reuven. Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why do you have that problem with Reuven? What's it teaching you? He created the world.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
I always struggle with, like, how do you decode the message, you know, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is trying to send to you? Like, if you have a problem with whatever it is, you have a health problem, you have a problem, you have a fight with somebody, a family member, whatever it is, or somebody's, whatever it is, right? If it's all from Kodesh Baruch Hu, how do you decode the message?
That's one of the hardest things in life. The hardest things in life. If we had Nevuah, we'd know how to live it. Once, the purpose of a Navi. What was the purpose of a Navi? To tell you Atidot, tell you, you know, which horse to bet on. That's the purpose of a Navi. Tell you what's going to happen in the future. Purpose of the Navi was to bring Klal Yisrael close to their Creator. So a person would go to a Navi and says, I'm having a problem. So Navi would say, you know what? because this is what you have to fix, and this is the reason, and tell you, have a clarity. Clarity in your life. We don't have the clarity. We don't have Beit HaMikdash. We don't have Nevuah. We don't even have Chachamim to that extent who could. Once they were Chachamim, you know, the people like the Arizal, you go to and tell you your Shorash Neshama. Not your Shorash Neshama, your Chesed, Gura, or Din, not that. Not talking about that. It's talking about your Shorash Neshama, who you are, who you intrinsically are. You are Gilgul of this guy, and he did these things, and that's why you have these sorrows in life, so you have to fix it.
Yeah, you can do that?
Oh, yeah. No, don't come to me, right? Right.
So,
next week, we talk about each one's Shorash Neshama. You do it? Yeah, okay. You understand what I'm saying? There were certain things that we don't have. So how do we have it? So there's a Gemara. Gemara says, Chacham Adif Minovi. Chacham Adif Minovi. You know, Chacham Adif Minovi. You have the Nevi'im, and then you have the Zekenim. What do Chacham Adif Minovi? So the Gemara is, let me explain the Gemara. It says, who was the highest Nevuah? The highest Nevuah was Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. When we connect to the Torah, we're connecting to Torah's Moshe. When we're connecting to the Torah of Moshe, we're connecting to the Nevuah of Moshe, which is Aspik Lori Meira, which is a clear Nevuah. That's what it means, Chacham Adif Minovi. In the Torah itself is the kelim, is the vessels to understand the clarity in life. Torah is all. So someone, you know, the analogy of a fog. We all live in this fog. Me too. I don't know where I went from life. I don't know where I'm going. I think if you were to ask me, if anyone was to say, oh, I know what I'm doing with life, I know where I'm going. Okay, maybe that's that clarity. I don't believe it. Life's too complicated. Anyone who thinks a little and is deep enough realizes that life is very complicated. When we learn Torah, learning Gemara gives us the tools to understand life. That's what means Chacham Adif Minovi. The deeper you are in a sugya in Gemara, the deeper you are in understanding life. Simple as that. The tools for learning Gemara will give you tools to understand your life. Gemara talks about very practical things and very deep things. As practical as they are, right? They're also very, very deep. You will find when you think about life in a practical and a deep way, you begin to understand your life. It'll begin to form. You have to take off time though. You can't, you know, like you can't learn a sugi without giving it time. Without sitting on it, without working it out. You have to think about it. Just don't say, oh, Akadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for this present you gave me. You know, maybe you give me a smaller one the next time. Work it out. What's the reason? That's what Shabbos is there for. Shabbos is there for the reconnection to our Creator. Those tefillah, every tefillah is that reconnection. Every Shabbos, when we feel that reconnection, we shouldn't see this world as a world of pirud, a world of separation. We're not on the ground floor anymore. We're on a higher level. When you're on a higher level and you're closeness, that closeness intrinsically should give you a more clarity. That clarity of seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the creator of our personal worlds, there should be that clarity in Shabbos and also a clarity of how we live our lives, how we see our lives. What was the tachlis? What was the purpose of those 6 days of work? Those 6 days of work, what it brought me to in Shabbos? And where it's bringing me afterwards in Shabbos. Shabbos is also Makor HaBracha, the source of Bracha. The 6 days that come after this is also coming from Shabbos. It's the Hashpah of Shabbos. You understand? That's why we have a special mitzvah on Shabbos. The Shabbos is the source of Bracha. The 6 days we have even after Shabbos is influenced from our Shabbos. That's why we have a Melava Malka. We're bringing the Shabbos into our weekday. Our personal Shabbos. It's our personal Shabbos, our personal world. Everyone has his own personal world. We're talking about your spiritual world. Forget this world. This world is a microcosm. It's a little bacteria in comparison to the spiritual world. Your spiritual world. Shabbos is bringing your spiritual world into the heights of your spiritual world, into the low parts of your spiritual world in the next week. That's what Shabbos does. It's a climax. That's what they say. Zochor et Yom Shabbos. That's the Ikka. You have to remember, today is Yom Rishon. So Shabbos. Yom Sheni for Shabbos. The second day to Shabbos. Right? We count it. That's the Ramban. It's a mitzvah deraisa. Right?
Can you expand a little bit more on the idea of like learning Torah and tapping into like okay. Moshe's Nebuah? I mean, we don't obviously like when we learn Torah, like we don't really get Nebuah and like everything just makes sense. I mean, okay, so one time I'll have like better davening, or you know, maybe sometimes I'll have, you know, bigger new chiddush.
Right.
Because I even from the learning, you know.
Right. I understand what you're saying. Okay, explain. When a person learns a sugi, learns a tosas, and you read it the first time, you know, maybe the first you're reading a tosas, you're reading a Rashi, you're not really, you know, you understand. Tosas says this, Rashi says this. It's makhluk. You've shown him, finished, ending, satisfied. Second year, right? Why Tosas says this? Tosas has a shita, has a reason for saying like this. Rashi has a reason and a different explanation. Rashi has a shita, a deeper shita. The more you learn, you bring the Rashi's more together. You bring the Tosas's more together. They have a hashkafa in how they learn. A way of learning. Then you begin to see yourself also. You begin to see yourself, your behavior patterns. The problems you have in life. You have a shita. What's your shita? Why did these problems only happen to you? A way of thinking. A way of behaving. Right? Why? So first you learn what? This happened with this guy, and this happened with that guy, and this happened last year, and this happened this, right? And you will find, if you learn your Rashi and your Gemara of you well, right? There's a certain pattern. Now you have to give a pshat. What's a pshat? What? Why did it happen with this guy? Why did it happen with this guy? Oh, I was going Leshitasi. Leshitasi, what's my Leshitasi? I wasn't mechabed people properly. I wasn't honoring people properly. Oh, I pushed this button. Or this type of person always I have problems with. So now you realize you always have problems with a certain type of person or a certain issue or a certain thing, right? Now and you ask why? Why this person pushes my buttons or this person does this to me or these things happen to me? Why? That's a deeper question. But the question comes from the way you learn. The solutions for these things come from everywhere. When you get to that why in Gemara, you can get to that why in life. Without that why in Gemara, you're not going to get the why in life. You might need help. You might need to go to a rabbi. You might need to see someone, you know, help you out with that why. You understand?
How so? They're very different. The life we live every day actively, and then the more we learn sitting in space, two very different activities.
In the beginning it's that way. In the beginning, because the level of your learning is not to the extent, right? You're first year, right? Okay, so your level of your learning is just like reading. You're reading and translating. It's a certain level of thinking, but not a high level of thinking. After you get to a level of learning a Gemara, thinking it through, and learning how to think, the process of thinking itself makes you think in life. Most people don't think deeply. Even most books, if you've ever read, you know, any secular book you read, you know, you can skim through it, and you know, if you just skim through it, you probably get most of it. You can't skim through a Gemara. You can't just, you know, skim through a Rashi. Every word's there for something. There's no textbook that you read and say, oh, why did he put this word here and not this word? No one does that with a textbook, right? Even, you know, taking the biggest philosopher, why did he use this word and not that word? It doesn't work. No one learns that. Maybe in Plato. You know, maybe the early texts. But even then, not the extent of Gemara. You look at one of these Gemaras, you know, they extended them. You know, like this much is Gemara, this much is Mephoroshim, right? And a very small print, right? Yeah.
It's on that point, like, we see some people that, like, learn Gemara all the time, they're very good at learning Gemara, but they're still making, they're thinking in life, they're not making the best decisions in life.
How do you know, this is all I'm going to ask you a question, how do you know if they didn't learn Gemara, they would be better human beings?
Say again?
How do you know if they didn't learn Gemara, they would be better human beings? Okay. Maybe they'd be horrible human beings, because they learned Gemara, they're average. All right, you understand what I'm saying? You understand? I want to tell you something. You have to understand. First of all, it's very easy for us to say that there's people who learn Gemara thing. First of all, we don't know where people come from, right? And Baruch Hashem, you know, most people who become frum, what percentage of you guys? You're the cream of the people. Guys who become frum are people who have thought about life. Guys who become frum are people who have thought about life and want and have the guts to change their life.
As opposed to born frum.
So you guys, right, if I compare you to the average college guy, right, you're G'dolei Ador. Right? You're G'dolei Ador, right? You're the G'dolei Ador of college guys. The average yeshiva guy is not the G'dolei Ador. Who are you comparing? You're comparing them to you guys? You guys are G'dolei Ador. You're 1% or 0.01%, I don't know, of college guys, right? You compare your average yeshiva guy, even the one who went off the derech, to a guy in college, right? I'm sure he's a lot better in terms of midas, he's a lot better in terms of what he does to other people, right? And how he plays around with other people, right? I'm sure he's a lot better, right? So if you compare him, that mass, to that mass, there's a big difference. You're comparing them to yourselves. You are 0.01%. Compare the 0.01% of yeshiva world to you. Even the boys who go off the derech in the yeshiva world, right? How bad are they? They're not just bad guys. You know, they're not smuggling drugs, they're not having marijuana parties, they're not fooling around with girls, right?
They're not.
Okay, I don't know what you said. I don't know. There's all different kinds. I'm not saying I don't know what's, you know, maybe I don't know what sense, you know, I don't know what exactly happens there. Alright, but it's not the same extent. It's not the same, you know, it's not the, at least as far as I know, maybe I'm wrong, I don't know. But I don't think it's the same extent. Yeah, that's average. That's average what happens in college. I'm not saying you have to understand something. There's a concept of a person goes off the derech if he's angry. And the religious world, because of its being so protective, is also kicks people out. That means if you don't shtim, if you're not part of us, you're outside of us. Because I'm protective of all these people, and I have to put a wall around me, so anyone who's outside the wall is outside. And now all of a sudden you're brought up inside this wall, and then someone says, hello, you dress differently, you are not here, you are here. Now, he isn't here really. You put him here. The system put him here. So what's this guy going to feel? If you were to come into my house, or you're living in my house, and I say, get out of my house, how are you going to feel about me? Angry. How are you going to react to me? I don't care about you. You don't care about me. I don't care about you. I'll show you who you are. I'll do whatever I want.